Hello.
Hi there, this is James from Local Flash. How are you today?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Hi, so I'm just going to wanted to do a test with your call tracking number just to confirm that everything's all good and working again. So what I'll do is I'll give you a call using my personal number to your call tracking number, and then we can just
They just called me like, I don't know, 5 minutes ago, bro. It was working.
Oh, it was working? Okay.
So the thing is that the tracking was never the issue. What the issue was, it wasn't showing up on my dashboard. And then also, I wasn't receiving text messages from when you guys call. But then I checked, we just tried some things out, and I, for some reason, my phone just detected you guys as spam. So none of those messages were popping up. So as soon as I undid that, then all those messages flooded right back in. So everything's good now.
Definitely. Okay. I'll just go ahead and mark it all as completed here. And then with the dashboard, there is a reload button in the top right corner. So if you do press that, it should reload all of the most recent ones. But it'll also, it'll refresh overnight. So if you don't click reload, it'll just do it overnight automatically for you. During the day, you have to make sure to click that reload button.
Okay. All right. That makes sense, bro. Yeah, everything's working good. It was kind of my fault, pretty, I guess, my phone's fault for putting that as spam. Kind of weird because I was getting messages for months and months and months, and then all of a sudden it detected it as spam, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely strange that it did it. Usually it's the call tracking number itself that'll get marked as spam, not the global number. So thank you for letting us know that. We can reach out to the carriers and see why they're doing that.
Yeah, I don't know. Weird. But, yeah, I appreciate your time, bro, and have a good one, all right?
Definitely. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend.
All right, later, bro.